the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of the Master Fadid, Muhammad, to whom all praise is due forever. And I bear witness that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the Exalted Christ, Last Messenger Servant, and that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is his Messiah in our midst, and it is in their names that I greet you in the words of peace and paradise. Wa assalamu alaikum, wa assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you, or peace be with you. Welcome to Hark the Herald. This is your host, Brother Harold X. I'm going to talk about Christ and what we can do to be more like him. Christ says that we can't be his followers if we don't follow his commandments. Christ said that he and his Father one, but how did Christ and his Father become one? Christ and his Father became one through by reason of his perfect obedience to the will of God. We cannot say that we are the followers of Christ or his followers or Christians or Christians if we're not obedient to the commandments as he was. You cannot be a follower of Christ and follow the world and do what the world does. Christ was in the world and not of it. And those of us who or followers of Christ must be in the world, but also not of it. We have to separate ourselves from the world and the things of the world. Christ was very obedient to the will of God. He submitted his whole will perfectly. And if we are to be like him and to grow into what he is, then you and I must submit our will to be as perfectly obedient as he was. Jesus Christ is what I'm talking about. The ultimate aim and objective was Christ was to make us like he himself was. And that is one with God, one with him. Christ said, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow him. In order for us to claim ourselves as disciples means we have to discipline ourselves after the instruction of our teacher or our master. Jesus was a master teacher. And if you and I are to grow like he was, we must accept the same mind that he has. Christ submitted himself perfectly. He sacrificed his whole life to free us from the bonds of and slavery to sin. Christ wanted to cleanse us. But you and I cannot be cleansed if we don't submit ourselves to do his will and to be as he is. To be like Christ is to become as obedient as he did. Right? In 1 John 2:3-6 says that we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. If anyone says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone keeps his word, the love of God has been truly perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. Whoever claims to abide in him must walk as Jesus walked. That was 1 John chapter 2, verses 3-6. John 15:10 says that if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. 1 John 3:6, no one who remains in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has seen him or known him. And once again, that was 1 John 3:6. So Jesus' own word says that in order for us to claim ourselves as his followers is that we have to be striving to obey the commandments as he did. We have to submit ourselves to the perfect will of God. Right? We have to deny ourselves of our worldly passions and our desires to become like him. Christ came to make us conquerors or more than conquerors. To conquer what though? To conquer sin. Sin can be conquered, right? What is impossible with God, what is impossible with man is possible with God, right? So even if you believe that you can't overcome sin, then you don't believe in God. Right? Because all things are possible to him that believes. Sin can be overcome. We simply have to desire that within ourselves. If if we believe that we can overcome sin, it's because we don't desire to overcome sin. Right? You and I have impediments. Impediments can be overcome, not by yourself, but by the will of God, which means that you and I have to submit ourselves to the will of God, strive to live a life of complete and perfect obedience, and calling on God to aid us and helping us so that we can be more like his servant, Jesus Christ. That's why I said servant, because that's what Jesus was. A servant isn't a bad term. Servant means, you know, it's the same word that minister means. Minister means to serve, right? Serving what? Serving to lift a fallen humanity back to God. God created all of us to serve him, but we fell away from God through sin and disobedience. So Christ's purpose was to deliver us back. It was to show us what was inside of us. To show us that the same thing that is inside of Christ inside of us. All we got to do is submit our will to do the will of God. To be as he is. Right? To love one another as he did. To love unconditionally as he did. To love and to desire a world of righteousness wherein we can all live in peace together. Devoid of sin, devoid of all those impediments and obstacles that we have within ourselves that divide us up and keep us apart from one another. See? Christ had a purpose. He didn't come just to make us worshipers of himself. He came to make us like himself. Christ represents the perfect man. Perfect through what? Perfect through his obedience. Perfect by his connection back to God. That if we can connect ourselves back to God and submit ourselves, then we can become and grow as perfect as he did. But we cannot do that without obedience. We cannot do that by simply looking at him as something other than what he is. You can't worship Christ and grow to be what he is. You can only follow Christ, follow his example to be like he is. Christ is showing us what is possible with us, what we can become if we submit our will to do the will of God. All right? And that's this podcast series for today. And this is your host, Brother Harold. And I leave you as I came in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.